All right, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 161, being recorded on March 23rd, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With a little background.
Pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's like you guys are related or something.
Was that a sound recording? A soundbite recording?
Yeah, I was pulling it up. I just did a lip sync there right away. So,
well, we have absolutely no expertise on this show, but welcome to the Council. We are going to start off this week in our space. I mean, who doesn't like sending garbage out into space? Is there anything more fun or more American to do?
Sending garbage out into space is literally what the catchphrase was for YouTube when they first launched that.
Well, apparently that's what the International Space Station thinks too, is that they're just like, hey, let's throw our space junk out into space and watch it burn up as it reenters the Earth's atmosphere. Because apparently they're giving up 2.9 tons worth of batteries. And just gonna throw them outside. Isn't that how you get rid of your batteries?
Batteries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
a lot
still
of batteries.
Confused. Like, I'm still. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Is Duracell sponsoring this or something? Like.
2.9 tons. What is that, like a million D cell batteries up there or something? This is just
a million D cells.
Stay in low Earth orbit for the next 2 to 4 years before burning up harmlessly in the atmosphere. I always thought that, like, batteries were toxic. You were supposed to... Is this, like, officially...
Acid rain.
NASA sponsored, like, this is an economical way to get rid of batteries. We can just call up Elon, launch all of our batteries into space, and just have them burn up.
I mean, maybe that's what they're doing. I mean, that's how they do battery recycling, didn't you know?
I'm still confused why no one has decided to set up put all of the garbage on a giant space barge that is shot directly at the sun. It'll take it a while to get there.
This was actually done on the Future documentary, Futurama. The problem was, in 1,000 years, it came back to Earth because they missed the sun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, nuclear waste. Just shoot it at the sun. The sun will burn it up.
Yeah.
It'll just burn it up. It would. It's so big that it wouldn't even matter. We could collect all of the garbage on Earth. And we just put it in a bag and have a rocket take off, and it just pulls the bag up into outer space, right? Directly at the sun. It gets within miles of the sun. I don't know how many miles. 500? I don't know how quickly things would burn up. And it just is like disintegrating into nothingness and doesn't exist anymore.
What if on its way to the sun, Venus was just like, oh, hey, shit, I'm going to get in your way.
Yeah, that's what happened last time.
Then they just need to get that guy from Apollo 13, because he could fly a washing machine or whatever.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, and he could fly the rocket remote control-y, mm-hmm. Obviously. We don't want to send Tom Hanks to his death at the sun directly. That'd be horrifying.
That's a great idea.
It just feels like...
I didn't know we jumped to the end, but that's a great Elon Musk pitch right there.
Thank you. I was going to say, I should have saved my idea for the very end. I don't know. It just seems silly that wait, what was the topic? Are we already on the first topic?
Well, we're on.
Yeah,
or is
yeah
this
we are.
Yeah.
It's littering.
It's littering and garbage.
Littering and.
Well, yeah. So I guess now the space station has, you know, new lithium ion batteries, so they threw all their old nickel hydrogen ones out into space, and you can blame it on the Russians, because the reason they had to do this is because of that. You guys remember that failed launch from the Soyuz back in 2018? That apparently disrupted this entire thing, and because that failed, we had to throw these batteries at the Earth instead of the sun.
Are these watch batteries?
No, they're D-cell
because nobody
batteries.
Uses those anymore.
Trillion watch batteries.
D cell.
100 billion hearing aid batteries. All wired together.
All right.
I spit.
Yeah.
I gotta say this though. I spit gum out of the car the other day, and the grandkids said, "Pop, pop, you can't litter. You need to recycle."
You don't recycle.
So
gum.
Does that mean in the instance of gum that you swallow it?
I said I don't think you can recycle gum, but I will say about this: I think you can recycle batteries. And yeah. Really, they should just be launching that thing down to a batteries plus so that they can recycle it and we can reuse it.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one a thumbs down because their plan sounds, because they're not, number one, shooting it at the sun. It's a thumbs down. It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't sound good to me.
Well, good job for recycling batteries at Batteries Plus. Thumbs up for the idea to do that instead of burn them up. You know, I guess instead of burning up batteries, you know, they could maybe start working on 3D printing batteries because now we can 3D print organs that actually work. So,
what?
Yeah. 3D yeah. printed organs. Yeah. Yeah, they now have a way that can do it 10 to 50 times faster than standard methods.
So does this mean I can drink as much as I want, kill my liver, and get an awesome 3D printed liver?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. I mean, yeah. And it
can
only takes
I buy the 3D
minutes.
Printer? Can I have that 3D printer in my house?
You could
sure. Why not?
You could print any substandard part and have it replaced. Would be my guess.
Ayo. That is a well-conceived penis joke.
No, it's not.
Well, Silas, you are in luck because the output is currently limited to centimeter-sized models, which is more than enough for you.
Oh.
That is also a well-conceived penis joke. None of our listeners would have caught that, so I just had to spell it out there for everyone.
What organs
Everyone listening at home right now, Dave was making fun of the size of my penis, saying that it was smaller than a centimeter long, and therefore the output from this 3D printer would be more substantial than the size of my penis.
Mm. That's what she said.
Yes, that is exactly what I was implying.
The age-old truth that explaining a joke makes it funnier. So I don't understand. What organs are centimeter size?
Blood vessels.
Yeah, they're talking about things that can basically small blood vessel networks. But yeah, they don't actually have human sized organs yet, so maybe they could print like a chicken liver? I don't know.
I love chicken livers.
Lab grown meat centimeters at a time.
I love chicken livers. When they're deep fat fried, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean now you can get your chicken livers anytime you want in minutes, and you can 3D print them, I guess. Why not? Makes sense.
Hmm. Nice.
It's kind of creepy.
Know. Yeah, I like this. Like,
I mean,
so
it's kind of cool, but creepy.
Who's spearheading this? Because I didn't read the article.
The University
Science.
At Buffalo.
Buffalo.
The Science Institute of Science.
At the Science Center.
At the Science Center.
Who's in charge of that? Science man?
There you go.
Dr. Science.
Captain Science.
Captain.
Why is it not Professor Science?
Because he was in the military, so he uses captain instead of.
It was a military project.
It's Professor Science.
Captain Science to you. Oh my goodness. It's kind of cool. I'm going to say thumbs up.
I like it.
Yeah,
thumbs
up. I like their analogy that it's like paving a new road mere moments before you drive on it. Don't know what that has to do with this, but thumbs up for that.
Before we move on, though, I do have the question of what are they using your DNA to craft a new organ for you specifically with that your body will not reject, or you still have to take anti-rejection pills.
I think you still would have to take that.
Oh.
3D printer.
It can't fix everything. Pills. Come on. It's just a 3D printer.
All decisions are final. I already gave it a thumbs up, so whatever.
The material is not organic.
Oh, okay.
So it's not edible.
No, it is non-toxic.
I don't know if it's non-toxic. It is not organic.
I would hope it's non-toxic. It's going in your body.
Well, you know, something that can 3D print in a much larger scale is these 3D printed homes. If you guys remember, we talked about these guys who were 3D printing.
A big concrete printer, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently they are now selling homes using 3D printed, this 3D printed process in Austin, Texas.
How much?
$450,000.
Did you say Boston, Texas?
Austin, Texas.
Boston.
Boston.
Did you say Boston. 450K?
Yes.
Yeah, oh my god. Is pretty, so pretty the, outrageous in Austin.
That is apparently the average price of the neighborhood, though. So it's not necessarily any more expensive.
Who in Austin
then what's
needs
the
an
point?
R value? Who in Austin needs an R value of 100 for a home? I mean, that's
is that the point? Is that the R value is crazy?
No, well, it takes a week.
They are crazy.
It takes a week to print the house. That's about it.
Yeah. Oh, so like I could have a house in Austin a week from now if I wanted it.
Basically.
Not necessarily. You still have to finish it.
Well, yeah. I mean, how
long
to be fair,
how long does it take to frame up a house?
Do they got finishing 3D printers
no.
that come in there and do like the trim work?
Those, no.
Yes, they're called contractors.
Well, and apparently they're not 3D printing the entire house, so it only 3D prints like the first story. They still use
I don't understand.
Regular framing for the second story if you have one.
Okay, not so this it. Is just a big machine that pours concrete.
It's like a big
story.
Concrete pooper.
Yep.
Yes.
I have seen a group of contractors pull together, build an entire house in a weekend at events to be like, hey, look at how fast we can build your house for you. A weekend. And this can't even do the first story in less than a week.
Well, the Amish can raise a barn in a morning. I mean...
It's true.
Yeah, I can raise a barn
like,
anytime
just
I want.
Get a bunch
just
of,
put a fire
just get
next to
some
it.
Amish guys and they'll just build your house in like a day.
Yeah, with no power tools either. Dave wins.
I can raise anything in a day. I just need a match and I'll start it on fire.
I like this that they're doing it because it means progress. But I also wish that they would do it better and less boring. So I'm going to give it a thumbs down. For the fun factor, but a thumbs up for progress.
I think if the finished home, after it got done printing, was finished on the inside and on the out, just ready to move in, just open the door and go, I would say thumbs up. But since it's just pouring a concrete shell, I say thumbs down.
You know, they talk about this could potentially allow them to, ultimate goals to build buildings on the moon and Mars. So, thumbs up for 3D printing on the moon.
Yes. Well, thumbs down for 3D printing in Boston, Texas. Thumbs up for printing on the moon.
Okay. Fair enough.
All decisions are final. You can't change now.
Yeah,
Brian.
Well, and speaking of going to the moon, you know, the or Mars, I guess, for that matter, the new Mars Perseverance rover is powered by some super high-end top technology, like a processor from an Apple iMac G3.
Good luck getting that fixed
Mars. So did they remove it from a G3 iMac, or is it just a PowerPC chip?
It is a PowerPC 750 CPU that is an offshoot of the what they used for the iMac G3s.
Oh, that's not going to be good because Mac is moving to all the M1 chips, and I don't know if they've I mean, that technology is going to backdate well for the rover.
They missed the
rover.
Intel transition already. Like,
yeah.
The processor is only 23 years old.
And how is it going to play Skyrim on Mars?
That would be pretty tough, but it can drink on Mars. It is over the legal drinking age.
Oh, yeah. What's the legal drinking age on Mars, though?
Yeah.
21 and a half years old.
How long?
21 and a half.
21 and a half. Mars days are longer, so that really makes it more like you're probably close to 35 on Earth.
How long are Mars days compared to Earth days?
A Mars day is 47 and a half.
25 hours.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the exact double of half of a third of it.
I don't think so. Here, let's find out. How long is a day on other planets? Mercury is apparently 1,408 hours. Venus is 5,832 hours.
You could get so much done in a day.
That's how long a day is.
You could get so much done in a day if it was 1,000 hours long.
How many hours is a day on Earth?
24 hours a day on Earth.
You could live so much longer.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're going to live, like,
did you just ask how many hours in a day?
I didn't.
He did. Yeah, Dave did.
Did you really ask how many hours were in a day?
That's what Blaine is telling us.
He's just double checking to make sure the chart's right.
Yeah.
And Neptune, the shortest is Jupiter at 10 hours. So.
Oh, wow.
So if you live to be 100 on, which one was the longest?
Venus. Mercury. 5,832 hours.
If you live to be 100 on Venus, that would be a long time.
Is that
how many,
like
how many days in a year in
how
Mercury?
Long is it?
How oh, yeah, but we haven't even got to look at how many days are in a year on these planets. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's just go to the next topic.
How many days?
87 days in a year on Mercury. And on Mars, it's 687-ish days.
Oh, that'd be so weird. But Venus has the longest rotation, but it's only 225 days in a year to orbit. And so you would have like...
You would age really fast, but your days would never end.
Yeah. That would suck. Hold on. I want to just...
Basically, your day would be longer than a year. Every year is a day.
What's that movie where the Matthew McConaughey tries to find a planet to save Earth? What is that called?
It almost is exactly the same. It spins around once.
In the time it takes to circle the sun. Yeah, pretty much.
How many hours was it again?
Flight 5,800 and some.
5,800 divided by 24 is 241. And it's 225 days for it to go around. It would be... Oh, man.
Just Matthew McConaughey movies.
Interstellar is what you're looking for, I think.
Wait a minute, I'll get it.
That's crazy.
Interstellar. And the Oscar goes to...
I don't know.
I liked that. The scene where they go down to the planet and they come back up, and for them it only been an hour or whatever, and for the guy on the ship it had been 20 years or something.
Was that Venus? Did they land on Venus for that?
No, they went through a black hole, Silas.
It's been a while since I watched that movie.
It's been a while. It was...
Matt, maybe... we watched that movie together in IMAX, and then I think you immediately turned around, went back, bought another ticket, and watched it again in IMAX.
Which one?
Interstellar.
Yeah, probably.
We got done, but it was also like 9 o'clock at night, or like 10, 11 o'clock at night, something like that, when we got done. And you're like, I'm going to I'm going to see you guys later. I'm like, well, yeah, we're all going home. And you're like, not me. I'm going back in. I'm going to watch it again. I was like, it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm going to go watch that 3-hour movie again. It was awesome. It was. I was just tired.
Speaking of, we just watched both two movies on opposite ends of the spectrum. We watched Nomadland and Promising Young Woman, and they were both fantastic.
Where'd you did you rent them on Amazon or something?
Nomadland was on Hulu, and Promising Young Woman you could rent on Amazon for $6 if you wanted it in HD. Maybe $5. I don't remember. It's probably $5.99 or something. But it's Nomadland is. I mean, if you like Frances McDormand, then you're gonna like that movie. She did a really good job, and like they did a really good job casting it and stuff. And then Promising Young Woman is way fucking awesome for a completely different reason.
I have heard that both are good and know nothing about the plots, and that's kind of how I'd like to keep it going into them.
Yeah, just watch them.
All right, good.
There's not a ton of like plot to be spoiled for Nomadland, but definitely don't look up anything for Promising Young Woman.
Okay, perfect. That's the way I wish that all movie trailers were.
That's what I like told some. Them, I just
some guy just sitting
Discord
down saying, "Hey, you don't need to don't look up anything about this movie. You'll be disappointed." Or like, "Nah, you can look it all up. It pretty much gives itself away in the first 5 minutes anyway." So
no, I should just say, well, the trailer should just be Promising Land coming to a theaters near you. That's
Promising
all
Land. Well, Nomad Land is more about
Nomad women going to, okay, I got it right. Coming into a theater near you. That's all I should say.
It's more about
it's just
the
name
general like the vibe through the entire movie, basically. Like, it's not like there isn't plot. There definitely is, but it's just like, it's more of just like an examination of like that nomad lifestyle where Promising Young Woman actually has like a really, really like structured story to it that I posted in the movies channel in the Discord because I'm trying to get John to watch it. And I said the title sequence is one of my favorites since Lord of War in a way that isn't even remotely like Lord of War.
Oh, Lord of War. That was another good movie.
Yeah, the title sequence is it consistently comes up as one of the best ever done. Like the Life of the Bullet on the assembly line and all that stuff. It's super good.
Yeah, that is a good intro.
I was trying to think of other intros that I like. I really like Gone in 60 Seconds, the Nicolas Cage one. I like the intro to that where it's showing, where it's, shit, I can't remember the name of the song. I was watching it earlier. Anyway, watch those two movies.
Don't do it on your old PowerPC iMac G3, though.
Yeah.
The viewing experience would not be very good.
No.
No, thumbs down for that.
Because it's a Mac.
On the topic, I say thumbs up for rovers.
Oh yeah, two thumbs up for space.
Yep. Always.
You know, something that you might need a slightly powerful processor to do is fool Skynet, or maybe not. But apparently, if you are living in a world that has AI that apparently is determining what you are, the only thing you need to fool it is a piece of paper and a pen. And
yeah, that one, that was super good. The thing where it's like Apple.
Yes.
Or whatever it is, and then you just like, so yeah, somebody at work sent me this.
Yeah, well, OpenAI researchers apparently on the Clip Neural Network, which is apparently a state-of-the-art system for allowing computers to recognize the world around them. All you had to do to trick it into thinking that you were somebody else was write what you were and stick that to it. And their example is they had an apple, and you can clearly see in the first image that it correctly identified it as an apple. Actually, a Granny Smith apple. Even better. In the second picture, somebody wrote iPod and stuck it
on
the front
of it.
Hold on,
I gotta find this. I want to see if this is the same one that I was.
Now as an iPod.
Where's my conversation with Oliver about this? Because I was fucking pissing my pants.
And not but only is the confidence level for, I mean, the confidence level at the first image as Granny Smith is 85%.
Yeah.
You slap iPod on it.
Okay.
The confidence level shoots way up to 99.7. So that's, that's pretty damn sure that this is an iPod.
Yeah, that was my favorite part about this entire thing. So like the, I'm looking at this and I typed to my buddy at work. I said, holy shit, I can't decide what I like better. That it is decidedly not an iPod in the second photo where it just like says iPod on the piece of paper, or that it gave a it gave it a 0.4% chance of being an iPod in the first.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I just see this like being the plot of a movie with Bill Murray, and he has just written iPod across, like it is the next Terminator movie with starring Bill Murray, and the Terminator walks in and Bill Murray has iPod written across his forehead, and the Terminator just like walks on through, and people are like, how did you escape that? And he's like, oh, you know, well, for the last, I don't know, 5 years, I've had iPod written across my forehead. These things aren't really that smart. Except he does just, it like Bill Murray, and it's funnier.
It's just funny because it's like subverting the AI in a way that it's just like, oh, how are you going to fuck with AI? Oh, turns out it was super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
You just got to write the thing that you want.
So you can take something like this, put it up on eBay, and say that it's been certified to 99.7% accuracy that this is an iPod I'm selling. So buy it for $300,
please.
Apple iPod.
That's awesome. There you go.
You should try that. Put it on eBay. Here's an iPod. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Thumbs, thumbs up for AI.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
I could see in the future, you know, instead of having an iPod, like, what if the Terminator robots, they see in, like, infrared or something like that, right? So you could just put it, like, in invisible ink on your forehead. You could get a tattoo. I'm just an iPod. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It's so awesome, the story I have playing with Bill Murray in my head right now. I'll write it down and send it to you guys. Bill,
post
if you're listening,
on
Mr. Murray,
Mr.
just go ahead and just send us an email, and I will email you back the script for the movie, the next Terminator movie starring you as the protagonist. It's going to be a lot like Lost in Translation, but with Terminators. Something like that.
You'll
better
like clear your schedule for 2022 for the filming.
Yeah.
Release
date. Clear it all the way up.
Well, something that apparently you probably can't write on a piece of paper and say you are is Techno King of Tesla, which is apparently what Elon Musk has apparently changed his formal title at Tesla to. And on top of that, their CFO is now the Master of Coin.
You know, so that some intern had to write the SEC filing and was like, are you fucking kidding me? I
so
now
do you
have
think
to
if,
write he's a
if I was the second richest person on Earth, I'd probably want to do stuff like that too.
Do you think that his staff eat this up, or do they roll their eyes?
I bet they eat it up.
I think half of them eat it up, and I think the other half roll their eyes. I feel like there's a very hard divide, and there are the people working for him who are like, I know the job pays well, and there are other people who are like, Elon Musk is so crazy, I love working here.
That seems about right.
It's actually 100% 50-50 split.
Right down the middle of your face. Half
so
your face.
Should we always hire two people at a time?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
We hired a devout Elon Musker, and then we hired some guy who just is, you know, capable, and he doesn't care.
A musketeer.
He's a musketeer. He's a musketeer. That's awesome. We hired a musketeer and some other guy, some other person.
M-U-S.
There you go. Well, you know, I guess you'll now have to, no, I guess you don't have to, but... I wonder if he uses that title at work, if he says, you must call me Techno King. Or if you're doing an interview with him, you're like, I'm going to go show you off to the Techno King now.
I request a...
What's his kid's name again?
An audience?
Yes, an audience with the Techno King. Master Coin, can we afford this?
Is his kid's name like XYZ or something? Isn't there...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's unpronounceable.
At least
on after two airplanes.
Yeah.
Maybe Mars, they pronounce it.
I give it a thumbs down because I think it's just publicity for publicity's sake.
He hasn't pissed off the SEC in a while, so he's got to do something to stir up some pots.
What does it matter if your title is Techno King? Are there legalities around TK. Former titles?
No, I don't it. Know, but they
formal titles, not former.
They submitted an official SEC filing to reflect this new change.
Yeah,
there's just not a nickname around people. The office. That's just funny.
All right. Well, I think we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. Who's got a pitch that they want to start off with tonight? Silas, you think?
I got an idea.
One? All right.
Yeah, I want him to build a new rocket. You know what? For it to be reusable and for it to make sense, I think what he should do is set up a rocket that has a trash projectile arm or something. Figure out how to fly
a rocket,
this rocket.
With a catapult.
Yes, a rocket with a catapult. So that way the rocket can fly up into space. Get to an appropriate distance away from the sun where it will not burn up. Throw trash at the sun. Pew! The trash burns up, obviously. It's fine. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Plastics, whatever, all of it. It's gone. Then it can do an about face, fly back to Earth, land, pick up some more trash, do it again.
Yeah, but wouldn't there be some kind of initiative like Operation Heat Lamp or something where people are upset about the potential problems with the
sun flares?
I don't know. Something.
People will be upset about anything that you do for any reason. So,
okay.
You know.
Facts. I like it.
Wager.
I like it.
Put a wager on it or whatever they say.
You know, I don't like the idea of a throwing arm, but maybe if it was a cannon instead. Then I get it.
Oh. All right, fine. Let's make it a cannon. Oh, it should be a bunch of cannons. And then we can be packaging trash into pods that get shot at the...
There you go.
The sun.
I feel like Tide should be involved somewhere in this.
Yes.
You could have it televised.
Tide, cleaning up your laundry and planet Earth, one pod at a time.
It's called pods. The Tide Rocket.
You don't
want
to eat these either.
Once a family fills up a pod, then they could send it into outer space, and then we could watch it on television.
Every single launch. With as much trash as we make, they would be launching, like, every hour.
It'd be like, hey, everybody, it's our pod that's going to hit the sun this week. Watch it. That's on Thursday night.
What if they just chiseled off? What if we made a part of the Earth the garbage zone, and then every time we wanted to get rid of it, you just chiseled a part of the Earth off?
Okay.
And then what?
And then flew it at the sun.
Oh. Yes, then I'm still down. However we have to fly the stuff to the sun, I don't care. Whatever we've got to do.
All right, I got a split. What episode number is this?
161.
161.
Oh, okay, perfect. Bacardi 161.
Ayo.
Maybe that was is that Matt's pitch? Make Bacardi 161.
Yes.
Sure.
Thumbs up. Yeah, I'd like. Yeah, sure.
I'd drink it. Why not? Let's see here. Elon Musk pitch. Dave, you got anything for us? Brian, you got anything for us?
I really don't. I'm sorry. I can't think of anything anywhere near as good as. Catapult rocket launcher.
Yeah, cannon. That's just such a good
trash.
So I mean, good.
Good for Captain Planet would be proud, I think.
I kind of wish I had thought of that one.
Good for the sun. It's good for everyone.
Yeah, I think a rocket is probably too much. You're going to burn way too many fossil fuels getting there. You're just going to create more garbage. Maybe
no, liquid oxygen.
There's a giant slingshot.
From Earth.
From Earth. Yep.
Straight at the sun.
Right at the sun.
How big would that have to be?
It doesn't matter. Musk can figure it out.
That's true. He can do math. He is the techno king.
He is an engineer. He can techno the shit out of everything.
Giant slingshot. Then you can just put your garbage in there. Put your garbage pods or Tide pods in there, and you can launch them straight. Yeah. Actually, it doesn't even matter. It could be the sun. Could be Mars. Could be the Russians. I don't know. You pick. You decide.
Shoot it over at the Russians. That doesn't get enough Earth.
You know, if you get the trash up, like somewhere where we've got a couple of like space stations, and you've got some rubber band, basically some sort of thing between one space station and the other, you could just put that pod.
Oh yeah,
in there
you go. Perfect.
Pull it back and let it go.
Yeah.
So rather than flying, having to fly there, we just get it up into orbit and then we shoot it from orbit
orbit. My slingshot idea is the slingshot is mounted to something in orbit, but you are on the ground when you launch it.
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to stand anywhere near that rubber band.
Imagine if that rubber band snapped.
Horrifying. Like, that'll put your eye out.
That might poke your eye out.
Oh, man.
Rubber band whiplash. Space station destroyed. Awesome.
Yeah, well, I give it a thumbs up. However, we got to get this. As long as we're shooting trash at the sun, then I will give it a thumbs up.
Mine doesn't shoot it necessarily at the sun. It just shoots it away from Earth.
Yeah, just let it
look this up.
Float somewhere else out there. I think shooting it at the sun is a good idea.
Like typical American fashion, let somebody else deal with it.
Yeah, it's part of
it's
my
like your own giant burn barrel in space.
It's part of my own exploration theory. You know, you send some garbage out there, maybe the aliens will find it. It'll increase the chances that they'll come and find us.
Oh, yeah, give it back to us. Hey, you guys left us out in space. You know you're not supposed to litter.
I think I found an article for next week, a bit of follow-up on this topic.
All right. Perfect.
Just a teaser for all you listening out there.
Tune in next
week. Bill Murray and Elon Musk.
As long as you get the
avid
podcast
fans,
edited.
We love you both.
Long time, first time. That's okay.
Long time listeners, Bill Murray and Elon Musk.
Dave, did you have a pitch you were going to throw us?
No, I mean, no. Silas just had something that's too good. It just wiped my brain. Sure. I can't. Yep. Stop focusing on all of the different ways we can launch garbage into space.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank you all for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. If you can figure out what time we are on, you may be able to catch us if we decide to actually stream that week. But if you want to check out all of our past episodes or get a more reliable stream, you can go to councilcast.org, search iTunes, or maybe your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic that you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.